Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show.
I got to tell you guys something, if you don't mind, real quick. This is hilarious, and I know every parent can relate to this. You know when your kids come home and you don't know what the hell they're even talking about from school, stuff they've learned, and you feel like an idiot, right? I mean, yeah. You're just like, what? What? And you have to fake like you know what they're talking about because they're just out of your league, especially right now because all these kids know about AI and all this computer crap. We were all talking about this. Everybody's kids in my circle, all their kids know computer lingo that we have no clue about.
Right.
We don't even know how to use what they're talking about. And we don't even know.
Like code talk,
yes,
all that stuff.
And I mean, all the kids now know it. So I was writing down because my kid was seeing all this stuff last night. He was driving home from something he did in San Francisco. So I started just writing notes down. Here's what I've learned. Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
So those neural networks, the deep learning and I was vibe coding, but then, you know, you get some spaghetti code and then the workflow automation and the MCP, the model context protocol and the nomination of the N8N and then again the NLP and then the retrieval augmented generation and then something about Terra does flip-flops.
What?
It's teraflops. I don't know. I just remembered Tara does flip-flops.
So
I have him on speaker.
What's he trying to get to?
He's telling me all about AI. We all need agents, AI agents.
We do?
Yeah, I guess this is what we all need. So AI agents, basically, like, they work for us. And they do all the tasks that we need them to do, these agents. And I don't get it.
Well, you're confusing me now.
I don't get it.
I don't understand what you even mean. What? Why do we need an agent?
We need these AI.
I don't even use AI. I don't even have a need for it.
So I guess like if let's say we're talking to our boss and we kind of zone out,
yeah.
Our agent will take notes for us. And like,
where's he at though? Where's the agent? Is he there with you?
No, he's like,
is he in the cloud somewhere?
He's in the universe.
Yeah.
I don't even know where he is.
Where's my agent? Do I have to pay the agent?
And I go, what are you talking about? He's like, you guys need agents because it really helps. It sorts everything out for you. And then it'll go in. If there's anything, you know, people are talking about, it'll just organize it for you. I'm like, son, I don't think I need an agent.
It's almost like Insta clip art, like clip arts. Like those the cliff notes that we used to use in high school and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
It's almost like that. Like you get it real time. Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't seen you do one Sora video, so I don't believe you know anything either.
No, I haven't even tried to mess with Sora at all.
So.
Yeah. Maybe you shouldn't.
Maybe not.
Just let it pass us by.
Because everybody's making those videos. Yeah.
You know, I agree that you get kind of perplexed by the conversation you're having with your son.
Oh, my God.
Hey, try to get perplexed and get confused with a 7-year-old.
Right?
When he comes on with something. Then you feel dumb.
No.
Now, with a college kid, I can see where he's way past me. But a 7-year-old, he should be knowing things that I don't know.
Oh, I agree. And it'll even get worse, BJ. When they're in second grade and you can't figure out their math, oh, my God, it's so embarrassing.
Yeah, when they look at you and say, no, no, Dad, you're doing it wrong.
Exactly.
But I got it right. But you're doing it wrong. You're doing it wrong, Dad. That's not how you do it. And then he'll erase everything, start over. God. This is how you do it, Dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, I don't even know this. Have you ever even heard of a teraflop?
No. I've heard of a belly flop. I've done that a few times. You know, water world, I've done that. But Tara, I don't know. I don't know Tara Flop.
I don't know anything. And no. And then he was telling me his one friend broke up with a girl because she wasn't based enough. What?
I've heard based many times. I get
I've
that.
Never heard based enough. Yeah. She wasn't based enough. And I'm thinking like...
Is that like grounded...
I'm like thinking rotisserie chicken, like she didn't get based, you know.
No,
like basted.
I see based a lot.
You do?
A lot. No,
well,
I don't.
Cooler than me.
I can't clearly, you know, describe it for you, but I see it a lot with comments. Yeah, a lot of people use the word.
They do?
Yeah.
I have never seen it in my life.
You've never seen based?
Nope.
Yeah.
No,
oh, yeah.
They're
yeah,
not
yeah,
based.
Yeah.
Oh, you're cool,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I got a 7-year-old. He's based.
So apparently.
You know what he says to me yesterday? I was telling him about it, the float. He's so excited about the parade, right? And he said something that you've said over the last couple of weeks, which I'm learning as we go, that he goes, Dad, you don't really need decorations for your float. Just put a big 6-7 up there.
See? I'm cool.
And
I'm
I
cool.
said,
I'm cool.
Hang on a second.
He must
You're
have
in the
heard
second
it.
Grade.
He must have heard it on the show because I said that somebody told
me. No, he said his friends use it.
Oh, no, but I said yesterday somebody said just to put 6-7 on the float.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But what I'm saying is that I asked him because I thought the same thing you thought. I thought he heard that on the air. He has no idea what he's talking about. And I asked him, I said, what does that mean? He goes, well, that just kind of means blah, 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 blah. Now, I don't know if he had the right description or not, but... He knew about it because his kids or his friends use it at school.
What does that say?
It's basically basically means the opposite of cringe.
The opposite of cringe.
Yeah. What's cringe? Where's my AI assistant? Would I need him? Where the hell are you? BJ and Jamie.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.